This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Frans van Houten. How are you, Frans?
I'm great. How are you?
And Frans is the CEO of Philips. So I want to start. Philips right now is about close to an $18 billion organization with 71,000 employees and over 125 years of history. When you came in 2011, you changed everything. Can you talk through what Philips originally was in its founding and what the Philips model is today?
For sure. Philips, as a 125-year-old company, had become a sprawling conglomerate of activities, from components to semiconductors to lighting to healthcare technology and consumer technology. And when I came in 2011 as the CEO, after having been away from Philips for 7 years or so, I concluded that we were in many commodity markets with virtually no margin, no profit, and it was wearing us down. Shareholders lost interest. Talent didn't see us as a very attractive employer. The brand had become a bit dusty. And we were being overtaken left, right, and center by Asian competitors. So I felt it was very urgent to take a massive overhaul to the company, to starting with the portfolio first, but secondly also the culture and the performance path. With regards to the portfolio, we decided to get out of televisions, consumer electronics, lighting, and focus the company on what you could say is one of the world's unmet needs, great healthcare technology.
So what made you make that decision? And then the next step is, how do you start turning around a culture to say we're going to jettison these businesses that we have brand recognition in?
Well, there was a burning platform in the sense that the share price had hit an all-time low. We had three profit warnings in a row.
Well, that's a good time to take over as CEO.
Exactly. That was really pleasant. And so we started with the top team to say, what are we going to do about it? And that top team was a little bit loose. Everybody standing for their own division, but not really owning the whole company. Getting out of television and consumer electronics was relatively easy, although it made the company smaller. And then, of course, you have the issue of too much cost, and you have to address that. At least I had my board completely behind me, because they realized that companies do not live forever, and that it was important.
It's a good statement.
Yeah, that it was important to reinvent ourselves. But in my management team, in the first year, I had a couple of individuals who said, you know, Frans, I'm your biggest supporter. And that's what they said in my face, but that is not necessarily what they did outside of the boardroom. And that is tough. That is tough, because then you're fighting your internal organization rather than really shoulder to shoulder standing for one objective, one vision, where you take the company forward.
So let's go right there. When that happens, and many CEOs listening in, they will have challenges where people are giving the platitudes, oh, I'm with you, I support you, but then they don't. Number one, how do you find out who's really with you? And number two, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not so much the what of a strategy, but the how of the execution that you need to be into. And just making an agreement on a trajectory is just the beginning. The hard part is in the execution. And you have to go and check that. You have to go to the Gamba and go see what the employees are doing, what they are talking about, whether the message of the boardroom has actually hit the working level. If it hasn't, then your team members in the management team have not deployed it. Right? If they say, well, you know what, I'm committed, I'll deliver my results, but if they don't let you look into the tent of that division, chances are that they are not truly transforming. There's a big difference in my book between performing and transforming. Performing is just, you know, nudging your results a little bit better. Transforming is when you take fundamental decisions to do things differently. And that is the hard part. And only through checking and going deep into the organization, talking to customers, employees, suppliers, can you find out whether people are walking the talk. And then we had to say goodbye to some of those people that were uttering the platitudes but who were not really on board to do the hard job.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of business. We're here today with Frans van Houten, who is the CEO of Philips, and we're talking about turning a company around with a 125-year-old history. So now the financial results start coming in, and you start building momentum.
Yeah, let me just summarize a bit that transformation. So when I came, the company had 125,000 employees and was close to 30 billion euro in revenue. No growth and only 4% profit. 6 years in, we see a company of around 18 billion euro, a growth rate of 5%, a profit ratio of around 12%, and a brand that is much more vibrant. And customers say, oh, we have to talk to Philips, we have to be part of the game. So it has been a successful transformation. And I would say the most crucial element, apart from, let's say, having a strategy, is to have the people on board and a culture of performance where people are all locking their arms together to get the job done, because it's not simple.
And would you say the greatest challenge that you faced was galvanizing everyone and ensuring that everyone is aligned, or was there something else?
Galvanizing everybody is absolutely an essential piece. Sharing the same North Star, agreeing that what got us here will not get us there, but it's not enough, because you also need to learn new competencies. You need to up the game of every individual. Let me give you an example. So we chose health and healthcare technology as our focus. And in healthcare, there is a lot changing. We see the emergence of big data, artificial intelligence. So just making medical scanners is not good enough. It's interpreting the medical data and get to the right diagnosis that is going to make the difference in healthcare. It is supporting doctors and nurses taking care of patients at lower cost. That is what society needs. Right, so when I talk about acquiring new competencies and really going deep, it meant shifting from predominantly a hardware engineering organization to having 60% of our research and development in software and data science. It meant hiring more medical doctors, strategic partnerships with leading academic medical institutions. Executing on a strategy is what you do every day and not just what you discuss, you know, four times a year in the boardroom.
We have 2 minutes until break. Is there one lesson that you really learned about, or you know, about doing a transition like this and turning everyone so you have a different type of culture that's much more focused on digital now?
You have to go really deep and go from...
Is that you one-on-one? Do you go deep, or do you get your people? How do you do that?
Yeah, both. I mean, you need to go deep in order to ensure that your organization is changing. But obviously, a CEO can never do it alone. Right? So you need many people on board who are going to make the same courageous effort to transform. And Philips had a portfolio change, We had a digital transformation. We started to invest more in R&D while we were reducing our overhead cost. So you run 3, 4, 5 transformations in parallel, putting teams on each of these work streams, empowering and inspiring those teams to take ownership of what needs to be done, celebrating success along the way, which is very important, and pulling in all the time the voice of the customer, the voice of outside in, because that keeps you honest on whether you're on the right track in what you do. Now, it has been a very rewarding transformation. Today, Philips is seen as a successful health technology company, and already now we have said, oh, wait a minute, we should not be complacent. So let's take 50 leaders to an offsite. Actually, we went to the desert of Arizona to discuss what does it take to go to the next step of performance and market share.
And we're about to hear what happened there when we come back, and we'll hear more about the future of healthcare.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Brees on the CEO Forum, and we are speaking with the CEO of Philips, Frans van Houten, and you were just starting to tell a story about what you did of taking people on a retreat, because now you've had this very successful turnaround, but now you're trying to go to the next level. Talk about specifically what you did.
So over the last few years, we started to taste real success, and you see it in the share price, and everybody feels proud of that. And for me, the flip side of pride can be complacency, whereas actually what it needs to be is an inspiration to challenge ourselves even further. That requires a deep reflection. You know, everybody is our busy buddies. They're doing their daily chores, their daily tasks. They feel good about it, and now I need to pull them out of the daily grind to do a deep reflection on what does it take to win, for example, in artificial intelligence in healthcare. You cannot do that while you are running all these tasks in parallel. So to have that deep reflection, I wanted to take those 50 leaders to an off-site retreat in an environment where you are awed by nature. Therefore, you become a little bit smaller yourself, and it's a good environment to realize that, you know, maybe we're not the big guys and girls, and we need to be a bit modest about our achievements. And it creates an environment where people are talking to each other much more honestly.
And you told me that you actually shared a tent with a person as well, and everyone did.
Yeah, well, you need to get people out of their comfort zone. That means no mobile phones. Mm-hmm. Very addictive, by the way. So take that away. No computers, and have people really engage with each other on what it takes to take the company to the next level. And then you need to role model that yourself. So no exemptions. Everybody shared tents. We all went on hikes. We all had our deep reflection moments, and then we shared what it does to us. And as you become a bit more vulnerable as a group of people, you overcome obstacles of performance. I mean, if we want to drive much more efficiency in the back office, something has to give, right? Just doing it the way we have always been doing it is not going to work. Therefore, I need that honest conversation. You know, how can we make our internal cost base maybe 200 basis points less expensive so that I free up, you know, 100 million to step up R&D so that I can make a splash in artificial intelligence to drive healthcare to the next level. That is what I'm talking about, you know, because any entrepreneur needs to invest with one hand and drive performance and cut costs with the other. And when you want to take a company to a next level, you will have to take risk and make big investments. But in the same time, your shareholders want performance, right? So I need to ask some of my leaders to make a sacrifice in their areas so that some of the other leaders can actually build a new business that is going to be very compelling for the next 5-10 years of growth for the company.
Let's talk about those next 5-10 years. How do you see healthcare changing over the next decade, and what will Philips' role be in that change?
I expect that technology will play a huge role in making healthcare have better outcomes for patients through precision diagnosis, precision care, but also making healthcare more productive, take the waste out. And we have become actually in our daily lives quite accustomed to artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence is how a seat gets booked on an airplane. But in the world of healthcare, we see quite some conservatism. And I want to change that. We want to help doctors, nurses, patients, consumers to take better care of health in a more productive way with less burden on society. In the United States, but in fact all over the world, we have an ambition to improve the lives of 3 billion people a year by 2025, which means we need to democratize the healthcare access and through technology start making it much more effective.
And that's, there's global integration there if you're going to do 3 billion people by 2025.
Global integration, but also local integration. I mean, everybody has these stories on how they may visit the doctor and then go to the hospital and have to re-explain time and again from department to department, you know, what is wrong with them. If we create a much more holistic, integrated view, longitudinal view of how a person is doing, maybe you have cardiovascular issues, then we can create a healthcare system that can support you better, even through telehealth remotely. Right? And Philips is making headways with digital pathology, digital radiology, genomics, and therefore creating much better diagnostics capability for example, cancer care. And if we can speed that up, people will be diagnosed earlier, can be cured. And I think that's the holy grail where technology advances will make a big difference. Now, to do all that, I mean, we have plenty of dreams at Philips. We will have to invest. Philips invests 9.5% of revenue in research and development.
Really?
Really. And to make sure that that gets invested in the right projects with competent people in collaboration with leading academic institutions, that requires a strong vision that is carried by the entire leadership team, all 50 of us, so that we can execute with speed and excellence.
Sounds like a very exciting future. So I want to ask you about the word transformation and the characteristics CEOs need requisite to drive a transformation. You drove the transformation the first time from Philips, a 125-year-old company, and removed very successful brands in television, in electronics, and now focused solely on health. Now you're taking it to the next level with AI. What are the characteristics that CEOs need to be a transformative CEO?
Well, I think you need to be able to articulate a North Star of what the future could look like. That North Star becomes a rallying point, an inspiration point for your people. And at the same time, it should not become a dogma, because you need to co-create it with a larger group of people. So the CEO driving a team towards a future and at the same time being humble enough that you can take advice from all the other smart people in your company so that you can create the strategy in detail with a larger group of people. The benefit of doing it like that is that you get more people to come on board co-owning the path of that transformation. The final thing that I would like to say about it, or maybe two more things.
You have only 30 seconds left.
Right. One is get the right people on board. It's essential. People that are committed and have the right competencies. And lastly, go check that it really happens, because you know there's plenty of platitudes, but the rubber hits the road in execution, right? And culture eats strategy for breakfast. So you have to go to the gamba and really see what is going on and whether the strategy gets traction in real life.
Well, congratulations and great success on 3 billion people by 2025.
Yeah, you gotta come and check it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Day. How are you, Randy?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
And Randy is the CEO of Purdue Farms. Everyone has heard of Purdue Farms, but this is a company right now, over $6 billion, 20,000 employees, and you've had a brand for 50 years, but the company's really been around 100 years. How do you stay relevant?
Yeah, we've been around for 100 years in 2020. That'll be our big anniversary. So the way we stay relevant is really the way we started. We engage with consumers, customers. We understand what they want, what they need, what they think they need, and we try and accommodate them. And that's how really Frank started the business, and that's how he launched the brand.
Well, let's talk about this. Frank Purdue became iconic when you'd see him on TV when I grew up. Talk, what was the real inside story with how he took the business and grew it to become a mega brand?
Well, the brand was launched 50 years ago, 1968. And prior to launching the brand, Frank went to New York and Boston and spent about 16 weeks interviewing butchers and distributors to find out what is it you want in chicken. And we have his original notes. And he asked all these wonderful questions like, tell me about the box label. What do you want on the label? How much ice coverage do you need? All these detailed questions. But then when he launched his brand, he met all those expectations. Whether it was the consumer talking about the yellow color, the no bruises, no torn skin, or the distributor saying, well, I need a sturdy box, one that won't crush. I need plenty of ice coverage. I'd like different colored labels for the different parts. Whatever it was, he met it.
So really, it's a great story of listening to your customers and potential customers in depth and asking them real questions.
Absolutely. And it changes over time, so we've evolved. So when I started back in 1980, we sold mostly whole chickens. Today we sell very few whole chickens. Everything gets deboned now. We sell boneless chicken breasts, boneless thighs. And we've evolved. Today we grow 100% of our chickens with no antibiotics ever. That wasn't on our radar screen 50 years ago, but it's very important today.
Now, you've probably met Frank Purdue. Then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you did, what types of advice did you get from Frank Purdue? Was it about research, about quality? What were the things that he said to you that really resonated with you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. In preparing for our 100th anniversary that's coming up in 2 years, a person was going through some old memorabilia, and they found a note that Frank wrote me in 1992 when I became VP of Quality Assurance for the company. And that note to me said, Randy, you're going to be a leader in this company. Whatever you do, surround yourself with the very best people. That was the key piece of advice Frank gave me.
Jeez, and look at that. And you followed it. And when you saw that, do you remember getting that, actually?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time with Frank, especially in the 90s when I was VP of Quality, because at that point he'd turned the company over to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank had some free time. So he would travel with me to the plants as I would visit to do inspections. And he was also, though, he knew he was lending me credibility, because here comes Randy and Frank is with him. So Randy must have Frank's ear.
So what's really the key to top quality in the chicken business? And I know you've made your name brand through that, and you had the really interesting job of becoming vice president of quality. What's the line where, you know, there must be so much gray area? How do you know when it's quality, when it's good, when it's perfect?
It's really about meeting expectations. Understanding what people want and meeting those expectations. I think it's that simple.
So that's the same thing that Frank did with the butchers in New York City, but you would now do that with quality.
That's right.
So would you interview any people and ask them about quality?
You know, we have a consumer interaction process. So, for example, every month, executives come together and we listen to recorded messages from consumers expressing concerns about a quality issue. But we listen. The people who make the product are on the phone listening. So we have constant feedback from consumers.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Randy Day, who is the CEO of Purdue Farms. And when we talk about Purdue Farms, this is one of the largest privately held, family-owned, third-generation businesses. How do you find that's different than when you speak with your friends who are CEOs of publicly traded companies?
Well, first of all, I've never worked anywhere else. I've been there 38 years, so this is all I really know. So I really don't have a basis of comparison.
38 years working here, 39 years married to your wife. That's pretty good. You're a solid citizen there.
Yeah, I'm pretty steady. Yeah.
Well, I just want to know about when you go in a company that's privately held, publicly held, are there any specific things about a family business that you think CEOs from public companies could learn from?
We have a strong foundation. When you look at our values, which really is the foundation of our company, quality, integrity, teamwork, and stewardship, those are the building blocks. And we review them, we talk about them. A week doesn't go by, we don't have a conversation about our values. In fact, when we look to bring new executives into the company, one of the key things we try to do is match them up against those values to see if they'll fit.
Now, that's interesting, but give me an example. How do you actually do that? Everyone's looking to hire the best executives, and you're talking about you're hiring them based on your four fundamental cornerstone values. How do you do that in an interview?
Well, you know, we actually give people a test, the Berkman, and we have a basis of comparison. We know people who fit our values, what their scores look like, and we can match them up. So there's a bit of science to it. And then it's just a conversation. You know, teamwork is one of the most critical values, and it's one where people often get tripped up. And especially in the executive ranks, where folks tend to be strong individuals and look to their own success as opposed to the success of the team or the business. So the analogy I'd like to use is I ask people, do you want to be on the Super Bowl winning team or do you want to go to the Pro Bowl?
Wow, that's great.
So Super Bowl is the winning team, not the winning individuals. The Pro Bowl is for those who came in second and they get some individual recognition. But by the way, very few people watch the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely. So let's say you get someone who's super talented. And, you know, this is a person who's a guru in quality, and quality is obviously a bedrock of your enterprise. But they don't have the values. What will you do then? Will you hire them or not?
No, we will not.
You will not?
No.
How about the board? Any advice on keeping the values going throughout the board?
Well, from a board standpoint, we do operate like a public company. We have five outside board members. We have three family members on the board, and then there's myself. And the outside board members, they're asked to behave as though it's a public company, and they vote, and even though it's a family-owned company completely, they treat us like we're a public company.
And how do you instill those values throughout your 20,000 people? That's a lot of people.
Well, that's a challenge. That's a challenge. But we talk about them all the time. We practice what we preach. And the message travels out, and we're constantly reinforcing it. For example, in a couple of weeks, I will start traveling around the country doing a state of the business. And we will have about 24 state of the business meetings all across the country at operations talking to our folks, and we will reinforce those values.
And to you, is there any one value that's at the center that feeds the other values? I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, they're all important, but integrity probably is top of mind with me. I have to be surrounded by people I can trust, that I can count on, no matter what.
Absolutely. And there you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Randy Day, we're going to talk about other ideas like diversity and inclusion. We're going to talk about innovation and how you make a product the top product. Back in a few.
as the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Day, who is the CEO of Purdue Farms. So I know you've been very involved and passionate about diversity and inclusion in your business. Talk about what you're doing, the challenges you face, and how you make that work in your business.
You know, my personal motivation is when I go visit our operations and I look at the diversity in our company, then when I come back to the corporate office and I look at the people sitting around the table, almost everybody looks like me. The diversity in our business, the diversity in our customer base is not reflected in our leadership. That's pretty typical of a lot of agriculture in this country. So I found there's a need to have our leadership understand our people, our marketplace, and I think we need greater diversity in order to garner that understanding.
And I know one thing you have when you talk about galvanizing everyone is a vision that to me is a pretty, I don't know if it's audacious or something, but it's a pretty bold vision about it's being the top company in agriculture. Talk about that, how that emerged and what you're trying to accomplish with that.
Well, our vision is to be the most trusted name in premium proteins. That's our space. You know, we're only 7% of U.S. chicken production. So we're not feeding the world. But we are a fairly large company, and we want to be the most trusted name. And we gain that trust through quality, through a safe product, through taking care of our associates. You know, organic's a big part of what we do. We're the largest organic chicken producer in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an interesting situation with organic. Organic foods in this country are growing at about 12 times faster than the conventional food. But chicken is not growing. And the reason chicken is not growing that fast is because it's too expensive. People can't afford it. It's 3 to 4 times more expensive than conventional chicken. And I'll tell you a story. My daughter came to me one day and she said, "Dad, I would love to feed Austin, my grandson, organic, but I can't afford it." And I thought, now here we are, the largest organic chicken producer in the country, and my own daughter saying, "Dad, your stuff's too expensive." So we're on a mission to make organic chicken more affordable so that more people can buy it. Food that's really good for you shouldn't be priced so that nobody can buy it.
So you're on a mission, but how realistically can you accomplish a mission like that?
I think it's a question of how far along that path can we get. Not will we get all the way to conventional pricing. That's not likely. But can we get closer so that every step we take in that direction, more people will be able to afford organic? And that's the journey we're on. 3 years ago, that wasn't the case. We made the decision we were going to go down that path. That meant we had to change how we raise chickens. We had to go into the hatcheries and change how we're managing the eggs, the breeder operations, the farms, so that we don't need antibiotics. It's not just about taking them away. It's about changing how you grow the animals so that you don't need to use antibiotics. And that's an important concern for a lot of our consumers. Another example, animal care. You know, we had a situation a few years ago where there was a couple undercover videos, and it highlighted some mistreatment of animals on a farm, a family farm growing chickens for us. And in the discussion, how will we deal with this? The media will call. What are we going to say? One of our executives said, "Did we know this was happening?" I said, "No, we didn't know." He said, "Then why don't we call that group up and tell them thank you for making us aware?" So I said, "Okay, I will not call them. You will call them." And he did. And it was an epiphany for us because we began a dialogue with these groups that normally you would never, in our business, you wouldn't talk to. But we began to talk to them. And we realized about 95% of what they thought we should be doing were things that we did or were planning to do. So there was so much agreement in how we raise animals, and we continue to work together. In fact, this summer, we will have our third Animal Care Summit in Salisbury, Maryland, And we'll be bringing these animal rights groups together, academia, customers, farmers, and we'll just be exploring the subject of animal care together.
And it sounds like at the core of everything is the concept of dialogue. That's what started Frank Perdue and research. That's what you're doing when there are challenges as well.
Absolutely. And I think I fit in this company because I'm a collaborative leader. I like to talk to people. I like to ask everybody to tell me what's on their mind. So when we're dealing with an issue and we're sitting in a room, I want everybody to tell me what their position is. And I always tell them, don't leave this room and go outside and talk about this issue. Talk about it here and now, right now. Let's get all this on the table. I'll make a decision in the end, but I want to hear what everybody has to say.
What are the characteristics that you believe are most requisite for a CEO to be transformative in any way?
Well, you have to be willing to listen so you understand what you want to transform to. You have to be a collaborative leader and a team builder. You have to be strong. I think that goes without saying. You've got to be able to deal with adversity. And there will be adversity. And there will be folks that won't agree with you. And you've got to push through it.
And I guess that's what you've been arching for your whole career, just doing the right thing.
Sure.
So let's talk. You're going into the 50th year of the brand. You've about a minute and a half left. Talk about what the Perdue brand really means to you, coming in that your last name is not Perdue, it's Day, but what is the brand really about, the essence of it, what it would never capitulate on?
The brand is about trust. We want to be that brand that consumers can trust, that they have confidence that that is a good and wonderful product to feed to their family, to their children, to their grandchildren. We want to be that brand. Now, we offer a choice as well. We want to give people what it is they want. We don't say organic's important to us, but all our chickens aren't organic because not everybody chooses that. All of our chickens are no antibiotics ever, and we've made that decision. That's the path we want to go down. We have some non-GMO fed birds, non-genetically modified organisms. We have a variety of products. But we want people to be able to trust us. That's the most important thing.
And the future, you're about to celebrate the 100th birthday.
That's right. 1920, the company was founded. Frank Perdue was born. It's going to be a great celebration in 2020.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Randy Day, the CEO of Perdue Farms. Remember, listen and ask questions to people.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.